Now, let's not call it a health scare, but switching medications caused me to feel less than well. A lot of it was me lying down and resting for most of the day, and during that time I started to think pretty hard about the next phase and how I'm going to get things done. And so I'm thinking out loud about doing some sort of workshops, and I thought I'd share what I've come up with so far. This is Jason Scott Talks His Way Out of It, a podcast about technology, history, and getting myself out of debt. Thanks to Daniel Boyd and the hundreds of other supporters on Patreon and elsewhere who have been supporting me and helping me get out of debt. It's pretty clear that things are going to go in one of two potential directions going forward. Either I'm going to get really fit, or I'm going to keep encountering various health issues that'll prevent me from just throwing my body and time into different projects. So naturally, I've thought about what can I do better, different, less intense than what I'm doing now, and yet still accomplish everything I'm trying to do. A lot of my work these days involves having conversations with people about potential projects, cases where they have a warehouse full of some sort of material. Would the Internet Archive like it? If not, where could they send it? Do I know anybody? That's basically a Rolodex problem, looking for the people that I've collected over the years who I know will take certain kinds of objects that the archive won't, and then just matching them up with this correspondent. Other times, I find myself launching into yet another effort to turn something digital, which, frankly, anybody could do, and the amount of rules that I've evolved over the years to make it happen haven't changed very much and are pretty simple to follow. A lot of what I do, in other words, is very much repeatable, teachable, and in some ways obvious, just relying on the energy of whoever's doing it to get it through. Ripping 700 anime fan sub tapes like I'm doing now is just a process of doing the same steps over and over again until the pile is gone. Efforts to communicate with people in other states who may or may not have data ready to go is a different process, but also something that others can do as well. Outreach and making people think about the issues that I care about are being handled pretty well by Archive Team these days. Archive Team, and I say this with incredible pride, needs me for almost nothing. Occasionally I'll do a speech, but frankly, they could go forever without ever talking to me again. It's as perfect a relationship as it could ever be. And that merely leaves all of the myriad tasks and efforts and side projects that I involve myself in. And in some way, getting that information, those lessons, that philosophy, out to as many people as possible. When I started streaming on Twitch, one of the main reasons was to demonstrate publicly how the process of archiving was both boring and repeatable, that it was a series of small discoveries, cases of epiphany overlapping utter boredom while trying to process through piles, digital and physical, and of course, having wonderful conversations with people along the way and not feeling quite so isolated at the work that I was doing. Mostly what I'm trying to do with streaming is reaching out to groups of people who don't necessarily want to dive through paragraphs of text or have a long video, but to talk to a live human being as he moves through different ideas and themes and who responds to what people say. It's one of my most comfortable environments, and it harkens way back to being a DJ. As I've been experimenting with the inevitably doomed Twitter Spaces, which is just a conversation area, not unlike a phone conference, I'm finding a lot of fun in talking about different topics in depth with the people who are listening. The audiences range from 12 people to 50, and in all of these conversations and streams, I feel welling up in me the fundamental urge to teach, to learn, to engage, to better myself as well as the people I'm working with at any given time. I want somebody who spends time with me to come out better for it, especially if I'm in a mood to teach. I want people to come in with questions and have them answered. As I was ending high school and graduating, I was thinking about what sort of careers I would want to go into and what sort of schools I'd want to attend after that. The three areas that were most interesting to me that I was looking seriously into in my senior year in high school were film production, audio engineering, and watchmaking. Any one of them would have resulted in a very interesting life and career. I loved the idea of mixing together music, my own or the works of others, and coming out with beautiful results that the audience would adore. Traveling, mixing things live, being a part of the landscape of audio engineering would have been really something, even as it shifted around. Watchmaking seemed so alluring and such a challenge. To become a watchmaker, generally, you have to go into a program where you are spending 6 days a week in training. Most people drop out after the first year, but if you're able to get all the way through the program, a number of watchmakers will pay the full freight for your education. In other words, your education would be free and you'd have a great job. And I still do think it would have been a perfectly fine path to go. Working on these expensive watches, learning all of these techniques, destroying my eyesight, but then pivoting with the thoughts and approach of a watchmaker to some other part of my life. I'm sure I would have been one of the more flamboyant watchmakers out there, with a line of them addressing an entire audience segment that nobody thought existed. My third and final choice, and the one I took, was film production. I was utterly fascinated at how synchronized sound on 16mm film worked, and I wanted to learn how that functioned. It functions using sprockets to keep track of timing. And also, I wanted to make films and tell stories visually. I absolutely did that. A number of films were made, I've made other productions, and I use the editing skills I picked up in college to this very day. I learned a whole lot of other related subjects, like how to tell a story, how to work with others, how to be part of an organization, organizations that I got along with and some that I didn't. And in all of these cases, I made myself better as a person when I listened and I took interest in what was being said, even if it didn't quite seem like something I'd be using in the future. So I'm pretty sure that what's going to probably happen going forward are a series of advertised workshops where I'm going to sit down with groups of people and walk through subjects that I've learned and approaches that I've taken with the idea of inspiring people or maybe inspiring them to go about things a different way. I'm not going to be exclusive about it. I'm not going to be proprietary about it. I want as many people as possible to pass through the doors, find their own value in what I'm saying, and either follow what I've learned or decide that maybe I'm not somebody to follow at all. It's clear to me that the best path going forward is inspiration and education. A part of me has always wanted to be a teacher, and in some ways I have been a teacher. So I think, in those dark moments when I'm concerned with my own persistence, that the best path to persistence is planting a tree of ideas in whose shade I may never get to sit in. This is Jason Scott Talks His Way Out of It. Thanks to James Bighoyanu, Mark Pilgrim, Corey Thomas, Emilio Oliveira, Peter Healy, Matt Reynolds, Ernie Hershey, Michael Rubin, and Anonymous, along with the hundreds of other supporters on Patreon and elsewhere who have been supporting me and helping me get out of debt. In some ways, this is just another project idea, and we'll see how it actually pans out. I'm always hesitant to sacrifice things that I'm actually working on in the service of ideas that may never truly come to fruition. but I have a good feeling about this one. I love teaching. Nothing makes me happier than seeing somebody's face light up as you guide them towards making a connection that they always kind of knew was there and just needed a little assistance in getting to that point, leaving them richer for the experience.